Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Poised for history at the Supreme Court.
The president has reiterated his commitment to nominating a black woman.
Stare down with Russia.
We've laid out a diplomatic path. We've lined up steep consequences.
Off to school with the National Guard.
I'm thankful the National Guard's here. They've saved the day.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, change is coming to the United States Supreme Court. With the retirement of longtime liberal justice Stephen Breyer, President Biden is set to make his first court pick. And as CBS's Jan Crawford tells us, it promises to be a history-making selection, with the president promising to pick an African-American woman.
The top candidates all are judges. The frontrunner, 51-year-old federal appeals court judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, a Harvard Law School graduate who is a law clerk for Justice Breyer.
Being a law clerk for Justice Breyer was one of the most rewarding professional experiences of my life.
President Biden's shortlist has several other highly qualified African-American women, including California Supreme Court Justice Leandra Kruger, South Carolina federal judge Michelle Childs.
CBS's Weijia Jiang has more on what's ahead.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says that the nominee will receive a prompt hearing before the full Senate confirms the person with all deliberate speed, possibly similar to the record pace that Justice Amy Coney Barrett was confirmed just over a month after she was nominated. GOP lawmakers changed the Senate rules back in 2017 to allow a Supreme Court nominee to be confirmed with a simple majority. And since there is a 50-50 split in the Senate, as long as Democrats stick together, Vice President Kamala Harris would be able to break the tie.
Overseas, Russia has held new naval exercises in the shadow of Ukraine, and the U.S. and NATO have given Moscow a written response to its demands for security guarantees. CBS's Holly Williams is in Ukraine.
There were more Russian military drills yesterday, and six U.S. fighter jets arrived in Eastern Europe. America's written response was hand-delivered yesterday by the U.S. ambassador to Moscow. The U.S. and NATO have made it clear they will not agree to Russia's demands. Another concern is Germany's dependency on Russia for its energy needs, which could fracture NATO's solidarity. At St. Michael's Golden-Domed Monastery in Kyiv, where the faithful have worshipped for over 900 years. Some Ukrainians told us they're praying for peace. This woman said she hopes God will talk some sense into Russia.
Back here at home, CBS's Chris Van Cleve is in New Mexico, where the governors called out the National Guard to help keep kids in school as teachers and other staffers fall victim to COVID-19.
Good job.
A COVID call to duty is sending New Mexico National Guard Lieutenant Colonel Susana Corona back to class.
Keep going, and let me see if Ina needs some help over here.
What made you put your hand up to say, I'll be a substitute teacher?
It's the need. Community helping the community.
Her mission, teach fourth grade in Estancia, an hour outside of Albuquerque.
What has surprised you so far?
How busy the teachers are. It's just action-packed.
Without this intel officer, these students would be practicing reading remotely.
Do you think this is a good use of the National Guard?
I do. I wouldn't be here if I didn't think so.
But what do the kids think about a substitute in camo?
She is a very good teacher and she's very kind. She was really fun. I really like her uniform.
A bitter cold snap has temperatures in the single digits or below zero this morning in much of the Northeast. It's all a prelude to a weekend snowstorm that could feature blizzard conditions. This woman lives outside Boston.
I am prepared. I just ride it out, take it as it comes.
WCBS-TV meteorologist John Elliott.
We're also dealing with the potential for dangerous temperatures all the way down into parts of the South. In fact, by Sunday morning, you have temperatures in Orlando below freezing. You have the potential for wind chills in the teens through parts of Florida and up into parts of the mid-Atlantic.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the Fed will start raising interest rates as soon as March to fight rising inflation. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger says that means everything from car loans to mortgages could soon be more expensive.
Try to pay down loans that could rise. Also, if you're trying to refinance an existing mortgage, you may want to get that paperwork moving. Although the Fed does not directly control mortgage rates, fixed-rate loans have increased to two-year highs. That may cool down the hot housing market.
A federal magistrate says the founder and leader of the far-right militia group known as the Oath Keepers has to remain jailed until he goes on trial. Stuart Rhodes is facing sedition charges along with 10 other people for their roles in the Capitol attack. President Biden has signed an executive order making sexual harassment a crime under military law. CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland says it also toughens some penalties and changes the way domestic violence cases are handled.
This transferred authority from military commanders to independent and specialized prosecutors and attorneys. They will now be empowered to investigate any allegations of sexual harassment, assault, and domestic violence concerning military members.
58 high school seniors got the word last weekend they would get a full ride to Central Michigan University as part of a scholarship program. But turns out it was a mistake. Now the school says it will pay the tuition for those students, but not housing and other costs. A sizzling streak is over on the TV game show Jeopardy. Amy Schneider's 40 consecutive wins stopped when she came up short in Final Jeopardy.
No response. You're going to finish in second place with 19,600. Roan Talsma, you are our new Jeopardy champion.
Schneider's streak put her in second place all time behind Ken Jennings. Her winnings were close to $1.4 million. Schneider, who is transgender and got support from that community online, says of the epic run, it's a little hard to believe. Spotify is honoring the demand of Neil Young.
I've been a miner for a heart of gold.
Agreeing to remove his music from the platform, Young said he no longer wanted any part of Spotify because it has Joe Rogan's podcast. He's been accused of spreading COVID misinformation. Spotify says it hopes to welcome Young back soon. A space trip is planned for one of the late legends of science fiction.
A small capsule containing the ashes from Star Trek creator Gene Roddenberry and his wife, actress Majel Barrett Roddenberry, will be launched from Cape Canaveral with about 150 others later this year on, would you believe, a rocket called Vulcan. Celestis CEO Charlie Chafer.
I'd like to say I had it all figured out and planned, but I'd be lying. It's just a wonderful happenstance.
United Launch Alliance CEO Tori Bruno.
It is really just a happy coincidence.
That Vulcan rocket will send the Cremaines past the moon to an infinite trip into deep space, boldly going where no humans or human remains have ever gone before. Peter King, CBS News Orlando.
Today's a solemn day at NASA to honor astronauts who have died in the line of duty. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.